Kendall Rogers coming up. Also, new Creighton basketball assistant Trey Ziegler will join us in the happy hour. John Bishop, Matt Foster with you. So, Ryan Kalkbrenner announced he's returning yesterday. And he will be back. So, I have done a little number crunching. And here's where Kalkbrenner sits in a couple of statistical categories heading into his super senior season. Kalkbrenner is currently at 1,771 career points, seventh all time.
Decent.
He needs 346 to reach second all time. I'm just going to say this now. He's not reaching number one. Unless he sets every record in the book, because he would need basically
almost
1,400 points.
Almost double what he currently has.
To pass Doug. But 346, very doable, because his last three seasons average, 530. Of course, last year he got over 600. So I've got his end of season or end of career projection at 2301. That would put him second all time behind only Doug McDermott.
Dougie.
The next number, blocks. Kalk is already second all time in blocks, trailing the great Benoit Benjamin. Kalkbrenner needs 106 blocks to become the all-time leading shot blocker at Creighton. Interesting that he needs 106 because last year he got 107. Now, his last three seasons average, and I'm only doing the last three seasons because he wasn't a starter his freshman year. He was only off the bench. So I just looked at the average of the last three seasons when he was playing pretty much every game. Average 89 per season, so if he followed that, he would be at 395, would still leave him short. But if he could match last year's output, this year he would be knocking on the door of Big Ben. Should be noted, Benoit Benjamin got his 411 in just 3 years.
3 years.
So nobody is going to...
Yeah.
No one's ever going to beat the three-year run, but...
The Benjamin block party.
Still pretty impressive. And then one other number... And that is something Rob Anderson's been keeping track of, and that is best career field goal percentage. And this is using a minimum of 500 field goal attempts and averaging at least 4 field goals attempted per game. Currently, Ryan Kalkbrenner is 5th on the all-time list. He's at 66%.
I'm surprised Zach Edey isn't on this list.
I would be curious to see...
Like, where does
Edey
fall?
Where Edey would fall in this.
Because he certainly has taken enough shots.
Yeah.
To qualify.
Now, this is using some interesting, some different tolerances. But let me look here real quick. Zach Edey.
Yes.
Edey is a career 62% field goal shooter.
Okay, so he's just on the outside looking.
Yeah. And last year he was 62%.
He is still behind
Kalkbrenner.
He is a bit higher volume.
Yes, much higher volume.
So that's probably where that percentage comes down a little bit. But
yeah. But I did the numbers crunch. If Kalkbrenner could get to 1,400 field goal attempts, which basically he would do if he hits his per year average. He usually takes about 320 field goal attempts per season going by the last 3 years. If he got to 1,400 field goal attempts, he would have to have 950 makes to reach first all-time on this list. In order for that to happen, Kalkbrenner would have to shoot 74% next year. His career best was 2 years ago when he shot 69.5%.
Nice.
In 2023. So that one going to be a little hard to reach, but still.
He could move into the top three. Potentially?
It'd be close, because the top four are all right there.
Yeah.
Two and three
are 1/100th off.
Yeah, he could end up top three on that list.
It's right there. But probably takes more shots this year.
I don't know.
I get the feeling that given who they have coming back, you lose guys like Trey and Baylor. Obviously, they were a big three. You don't have guys like that.
But you are going to have Pop Isaacs. He's going to take some shots.
You are. But outside of Pop, who gets
Well, and the makeup of how Creighton will look really on both ends of the floor. We know what Kalkbrenner is going to be defensively. We know what he's going to be offensively. But in terms of how the offense looks next year, because it will be different.
It will.
Because Jemiah Neal is going to be a difference maker because he is a guy that can get to the rim.
Mm-hmm.
Pop's going to bring his unique skill set. How much of this affects how Steven Ashworth, does he get more shots, does he get fewer shots? Then you factor in... what becomes of the four position? Is it Jason Green?
My best guess at this point in time would be seeing Mason Miller slide to the three,
mm-hmm.
Just because of that position and what they have as far as experience, and Jason sliding in at the four,
mm-hmm.
just because what he did at the end of the season, it's hard to keep him off the floor, especially when it came to crashing the glass.
Yeah.
And if you have guys like Mason and Jason, that rhymes. That's fun.
Mason and Jason.
Those two crashed the boards harder than, especially with Baylor gone too. You kind of need that extra person.
Yeah. You're going to need a board crasher next year.
Now, Green can do that, and he will do that anytime he's on the floor. That's just how he plays. Mm-hmm. And you love that part of his game. That's how he got a lot of his points, was just scratching and clawing for any loose ball.
Yes.
And then he ends up with an open layup, which you love to see. And they both can shoot it. So I just always felt that Mason was a little undersized to play the four. He's lengthy enough, but he just his build, it's tough to put on that much muscle without taking away from what he does best.
Yeah.
But you were never going to have him playing the three over Baylor. And then maybe you see, Jackson McAndrew coming off the bench and, Trout coming off the bench at the four, maybe a little bit more balanced at those two spots than last year. Because when Baylor came out of the game last year, you didn't really have that natural.
Well, first off, Baylor.
When he did come out of the game.
Very, very rarely came out of the game.
The rare times he was off the floor for whatever reason it was, there wasn't a natural three per se to come in and give him a breather.
Yeah.
You normally saw Mac go smaller, bring in Bello. Trey would, you'd kind of run a three guard lineup as opposed to a stretch three or a wing type player. But obviously having Kalk back completely changes things.
When we continue, we're going to switch gears, talk baseball. Kendall Rogers, D1 Baseball, next. Nebraska, Creighton, both very interested in what this next month is going to bring. We'll ask Kendall those questions and more next here on 1620 The Zone.